You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hi everyone, Ricardo Gonçalves with SBS On The Money from the SBS Newsroom for this Friday, the 30th of October 2020. It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap. Later, the Australian share market has endured its worst week since April, down almost 4% ahead of the US presidential election. We'll have more on that in a few moments. But first, let's talk AMP, because the embattled financial services company confirmed it's received a non-binding conditional takeover offer from US private equity company Aeris Management. Now, that sent shares in the company more than 19.5% higher, although the share price has shed around three quarters since 2016, following a tumultuous few years with the Royal Commission and the mishandling of sexual harassment claims. Now, while it hasn't provided details on how much the offer is worth, media reports say it's above $5 billion. And AMP says the discussions are at a very early stage and there's no certainty of the deal. So for more on that, I spoke earlier with Omkar Joshi from Opal Capital Management.
So at this stage, we know pretty little, in that the AMP hasn't actually given us any details around what price has been proposed or anything really at this point in time. All we know that there is interest and there is going to be due diligence. We don't know much beyond that at this point in time.
But AMP has put itself up for sale, hasn't it?
Well, they did say that, look, they are looking at whatever they can do around the extracting value from the business, and that definitely includes a sale, whether the whole thing or in parts, but there is definitely some interest in looking to do something on that front.
And I guess, why do you think it's putting itself up for sale? Because it's gone through a fair few troubles over the past few years.
It has been through quite a few challenges over the years, and I think the reason that putting themselves up for sale is simply the fact that the share price has languished over a number of years, and the reality is, at the end of the day, the board does need to deliver value for shareholders, and if there is better value for shareholders from actually getting a sale done, then that's always better for shareholders. So I think that's all it really is. But at the same time, they have also said that they are looking to actually turn around AMP and still work on that if a sale doesn't eventuate.
Omkar Joshi there from Opal Capital Management. And the AMP share price, it was actually the best performer on the S&P ASX 200 today, up by 19.5% at the close at $1.53. Now, speaking of shares, we declined nearly 4%. That's the worst performance since April for the week. So over the past five trading sessions, that's on the back of rising concerns of COVID-19 cases in both the US and Europe, and ahead of the US presidential election. Some investors are worried about the implications of a contested election and what that will mean for investments. But for the day, for this Friday, the 200 declined 0.6% to 5,927. Resource and bank stocks were mixed. BHP down by 0.2%, Rio up by 1.6%, Westpac fell 0.2%. It has extended its contract for CEO Peter King by 2 years, and that bank reports its profits next week. Some are good performances by sleep aid and ventilator maker ResMed. It surged on strong sales, shares up 9.5%. But we saw travel stocks declining as Queensland kept its borders closed with Greater Sydney. Qantas down by 3.7% and Flight Centre off by 3.5%. And for more on the markets, including some interesting commentary on the technology sector, I spoke earlier with Anton Tagliaferro from Investors Mutual. So the market's down as we head into the US election next week. How much of a danger to stocks, and how realistic is it that we'll see a contested election?
Look, it's very uncertain where the US election's going to go. I guess same as it happened 4 years ago, when nobody expected Trump to get in. So, look, it's difficult to know which one of the candidates is going to go in. That's adding to a bit of the uncertainty at the moment. But I think once the election's out of the way, once there's certainty, the market will probably stabilize a bit more, particularly in the US, where, there's been delays for the fiscal package, which has been caught up in the politics of the election.
So the RBA is likely to cut to 0.1% next week. What do low interest rates mean for investments?
Well, again, one has to argue what the benefit of cutting rates when they're already so low really is. I think the RBA is trying to give the signal that it'll do whatever it can to keep supporting the economy, which again is strange because one of the RBA, the deputy guy last week, was saying we're already out of session. So exactly why they need to cut again, no one's quite sure. But obviously they're trying to drag the economy or help the economy recover. It's obviously not very good for the banks in terms of their margins. You know, it's another knock for the banks. So look, it to be honest, it's more a symbolic thing because rates are already so low.
We're starting to see a bit of a merger and acquisition activity. Coca-Cola Amatil earlier this week, now the possibility of AMP being taken over. Is this likely to be a trend going forward? Why? And where's the next target likely to come from?
Look, and there was another takeover bid for Link, you know, so that that's three in a couple of weeks. So look, again, I think it's reflecting the fact that interest rates are very low. Corporates can borrow very cheaply, you know, to acquire other corporates. So look, I think, and clearly, you know, what those bids are telling you is, you know, that many companies overseas or whatever still see Australia as an attractive place to invest in, which is good. So look, I think in that mid-cap area, there's still, you know, there's still potentially quite a bit of activity. Given that interest rates are so low, you know, corporates can borrow sort of at 2% over 10 years. That's what's driving it. You know, these sort of acquisitions can be very accretive to many companies.
So a number of tech stocks reported in the US overnight. What's your take on the sector?
Well, look, it's very debatable, obviously, depending on who you talk to. Obviously, it's a sector that's done extremely well, particularly since March, you know, since we all went into lockdown, as people are spending more time online, using more Netflix, more Facebook, etc. So, you know, that's obviously helped many of the stocks in the sector directly. But the sector as a whole, you know, it has gone into overdrive, really. So, look, I think one's got to be a bit cautious, particularly when you look at Australia where, you know, you have the, in my opinion, the ridiculous situation now where a stock like Afterpay is valued by the stock market at more than Amcor and Brambles combined. Now, you know, Amcor and Brambles have spent three decades building to become one of the largest packaging and pallet companies in the world. And here's Afterpay now valued bigger than Amcor. So to me, look, it's a nonsense. There's a few red lights flashing. So I'd be very cautious playing that sector, particularly here in Australia, where we don't have the global leaders that they have in the US.
Anton Tagliaferro there from Investors Mutual. Some late statistics coming from APRA, the banking regulator, and it's on those deferrals on loans, both business and home loans, because of COVID-19. APRA is saying that those deferred housing loans from the banks now total around 7.4% or $133 billion in deferred loans. So that's down from what was around 10%, which is a good sign. And before I go, the Royal Australian Mint has released a new coloured commemorative $2 coin honouring Australia's firefighters. Now, the coin design includes a stylised representation of two firefighters standing back to back with an orange fireball in the centre of the coin. It's a collectible, but still legal tender. And the good news is that $125,000 from the proceeds of the sale of this coin goes to the fire and emergency service organisations across the country. If you're using coins or cash, don't forget to wash your hands. That is On The Money for this Friday and for this week. I'm Ricardo Gonsalves. You can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at BusinessRicardo.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.